7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 23rd of June, another summer day, Jennifer, Thursday on the radio. Doug Steffens and the Good Day gang, which consists of Jennifer in this hour, and Richie when he gets there. Michael will take your calls at 800-510-8255. You can watch us on the video. The screen is available on the homepage at DougSteffens.com. I'm in the studios of WTTF.
I just heard something go boom boom.
Bum bum bum.
They're welcoming you with the big music, right?
Yes, and now the king is here. Anyway, so there are a lot of things going on as usual. A couple of crazy things to talk about. I have a personal experience that I'm going to wait until Richie can sort of weigh in on this. Before that, though, I'm going to spend a little time. Of course, all of the things that are part of whatever gets discussed on a program like this have to be considered personal. Mm-hmm. The feelings, the thoughts, the ideas that I have are mine. I share them with you. Jennifer has feelings, thoughts, and ideas that are hers, and she shares them with you. And you have feelings, thoughts, and ideas, and you share them with us. That's the way it works. Great conversation is all about sharing thoughts, feelings, and ideas. And opinions. It may be that we agree, it may be that we disagree. That's not important. Expressing yourself is what's important. Help yourself to 800-510-8255 anytime you would like. Sometimes you may feel like you get shut down. It's not my intention, unless you're just an idiot. That's an advised, I guess there's an advised capacity to figure out whether or not you're an idiot. I say that lovingly, because a lot of people have really strange and fun ideas about things. If you're just nasty and snarly, you know, there's not much room for all that. At least there isn't here. I save that for the other political shows. But in essence, there's so many great ideas. People have good ways of fixing things. We're talking about a problem. Want to fix it? Great. Give us your thoughts. And not just at the phone level, 800-510-8255, but also online. You can send the old email, doug@dougsteffens.com. Jennifer is positioned on Facebook to follow some of the things. Remind me on Monday. I heard a great program yesterday as I was driving across Ohio. The essence of the program was a review of the summer songs and asking people what their favorites were and the meanings of the songs in their life.
Were they copying everybody us from earlier this week?
Say again?
Were they copying us from earlier this
week? I don't think
week?
We did that good a job. I think we just exposed everybody to the songs and we had some fun with it. But most of those songs have something, whether it's the stuff from Kid Rock or the Will Smith things. Or whether it's stuff back to the 60s, it make any difference. Summer Wind, Frank Sinatra, there isn't anybody, no matter whose age we're focused on, that hasn't gotten something out of listening to that song at some point in time. So but I want to do that. But today, because I have a limited amount of time, I'm at Heidelberg, and I've got stuff that I got to run and do, so we'll have our time together, and then you and Richie will have your time together. Mm-hmm. And so our time together, I want to have to focus on two things. One of them is the religiosity, if that's the right word. The movie that that Horses Patoot put together, which actually was a pretty good movie. What's his face that does the HBO? So why do I always, I kind of eliminate him from my mind.
The guy that does the HBO show.
Bill Maher, thank you.
Yeah, oh, Bill Maher, there
you
go.
Once in a while, he comes into my mind, he goes out of my mind. I say a horse is patoot because I think that he's an arrogant SOB, but I think he has an audience, and I think he does an entertaining job. Whether you agree or disagree with him, it's a pretty entertaining program. Now, having said that, and the movie Religiosity was also very entertaining, and I thought that was spot on. At any rate, this week in Brooklyn, New York, a street was renamed Seven in Heaven Way. The reason that it was renamed was, the idea at least, was to honor some firefighters who died on September 11th.
Oh, I thought, now, do you remember that game 7 Minutes in Heaven?
No.
There was that about? Like a grade school game where you'd have to go into the closet with somebody, kind of like spin the bottle for seven minutes.
Oh.
And it was called 7 Minutes in Heaven, but, I mean, obviously your reason is much nicer.
Well,
go ahead.
the business about how God and religion gets played by people. People who get, they sort of fall into these things. They're like, you're getting played for a sucker in a lot of these discussions. But I will tell you, in terms of the seven in heaven discussion, those of you who don't know the background here, it's a pretty straightforward thing. There was a decision made by the city fathers to rename the street. It happens all the time. So seven in heaven, the idea is that the seven got killed went to heaven. All right? The atheists in New York City have gone bonkers. And there have been a number of groups. The New York City atheists, though, are front and center. The New York City atheists are complaining they're going to sue the city because this violates the separation of church and state. If there's a more ridiculous, stupid argument to have in the public sector than this, I don't know what it is.
Especially
it's
when it's god-awful
stupid. Say that again?
Especially when it's honoring people that have passed. How ridiculous.
It isn't really even that. It's the fact that these people have... I made some notes on this last night, and I wrote a couple... I was talking to Bob Kay, we were producing some stuff last night, and I wrote on the bottom of the note, when I looked at this story, get a blanking life, in my own scribble.
Was that just to remind yourself that you didn't like it?
I hear these people, I want to just... Look at the video. This is what I want to do with them. Here it is. Because there is, we're all welcome to our opinion. God bless us for having the freedom. At least that hasn't been taken away for the most part. And bring these people on because they sound like morons. They just have, and you want to give them a purpose in life. This is their purpose in life. How in the world? But this is just my opinion. And you may or may not share it with me, Jennifer. The people listening may or may not share it with me. It seems to me that this is nonsense. Other people find it a serious problem. Okay, You're welcome to find it a serious problem, and you're welcome to express yourself at 800-510-8255. It isn't that I don't have sympathy with you. I just think the whole thing is foolish. In the light of eternity, no matter what happens to your bones after you die, why would you get all wrinkled up about this? What's the tears in heaven? Does that mean you boycott Eric Clapton's song? Mm-hmm. I'm not buying that song because it
says heaven.
It's a public sector versus the private sector. Right. So I object to religion being involved in the government. I don't object to under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't object to any of that. And that's another one of the foolish this stuff this week with the Sunday when the U.S. Open was on NBC. They played a couple of times that rendition of the Pledge of Allegiance with the kids, and they edited it out under God and a couple of other things. And so that stirred the pot, and now this stirs the pot. So you'd think there was nothing more important to talk about in the world than this kind of stuff. For them, for those who feel it's important, there may not be anything more important than this. I happen to think that there are more important things to talk about, but that doesn't keep me from talking about this, because I think there's an important perspective put forth by these people. And in an era of civility, we ought to be able to hear these people, listen to them, and agree or disagree, and laugh if we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of... I just think that there's so much... The president in his speech on Afghanistan brings around the focus on how much money we've spent there and wasted, the lives that have been sent over there and got wasted, and our whole involvement everywhere around the world. In Afghanistan, we're protecting a country that supplies 75% of the opium and heroin. I think it's used around the world. It's craziness. Now, interesting, yesterday, I'm throwing a whole bunch of stuff into the pot here.
I know, you really are. You're mixing it all together. I like
yesterday,
it.
Yesterday, a couple of unlikely characters, Ron Paul and Barney Frank. If there are two more dissimilar figures in the United States Congress, I don't know who it is. Ron Paul and Barney Frank.
It's like a reality show.
Right. Introduced legislation yesterday afternoon to legalize marijuana in the United States. Get rid of all the laws that keep people from using it. Get people out of jail that are in there. Legalize it. And I'll tell you something. There is not anything around that involves much more common sense than that.
I tend to agree with you, but every law enforcement officer that I've talked to said that this is a bad idea. Ultimately will vote to support them, so I need somebody to tell me. I would love to hear what people have to say.
What is it? Support them for what reason? What is smoking
Why
marijuana?
Why would I support? Because I do. That's how I vote.
Okay, that's fine. I don't happen to support the police just because they're the police. I think they have to have law enforcement in general. It does a lot of things to support law enforcement. It doesn't necessarily help the people who are paying the bill. Paying the bill for marijuana usage or the curtailment of it or the law being enforced is completely ridiculous. And people are going to do it. We all know people do it. We laugh about people doing it. And it's in-your-face kind of stuff like that that gives people reason to not respect the law. I think that's more than anything else. I would like to see law enforcement more respected. I don't have a lot of respect for much of law enforcement. And people call the guy last week, the police officer called from El Paso and said, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I suspect you have a problem with authority. Bingo!
Why, yes, ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding, ding.
And the reason I have it is because so much of what is enforced is nonsense. And for what purpose? Why do we care whether people use marijuana or not? Who cares? You want to kill yourself? Eat a lot of McDonald's or whatever it is. You go any place you want, buy what you want, eat what you want, smoke what you want, drink what you want. Just don't hurt anybody else. You hurt somebody else, then you're under arrest and you go to jail.
And I can't remember. Are you that way about hard drugs, too?
I am. I'm kind of torn between yes and no on some drugs. I think opium and heroin, rather, which is the product of opium, and crack and stuff like that. I got a hard time being comfortable with legalizing that. But at some point, you got to move the scale a little bit, and marijuana does that. So it becomes a national debate, and maybe that's something that's worth talking about, rather than those who are upset about the street being renamed Seven and Heaven Way in New York. What thinkest thou? Your thoughts? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffens, Good Day program at 19 past the hour.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Steffens Show.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is a cross, bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, featherbed bench, and Northern California Sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is that you can play 36 holes on it in the afternoon, take it home, and just get stoned to the bejesus belt that night on this stuff.
Huh? That's going to be where we head.
There we are. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is in her studio in Los Angeles, and I'm in the studio at we have four studios here now together. WTTF AM and FM in Tiffin, and WHER, it's the Heidelberg radio station. I'm at Heidelberg for one of our quarterly board meetings, and my love for this place continues to grow. There's so many good things that are going on here. It's a great place. This is my commercial. Anybody, you ready for the commercial, Richie?
Ready. Do you want to bump up a bum?
The whole idea of post-secondary education in our country. There was an article yesterday, and I don't have it right here in front of me, I'm going to bring it into our discussions today, about how students who are graduating from high school and go to college, most places they waste the first 2 years catching up on stuff that they didn't learn when they were in high school that they were supposed to. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
The studies suggest...
Sure.
That now our public high school education is so bad that it takes almost 2 years for those who are going on to a post-high school, and this is why so many people now are going on for master's degrees program, because it takes a year or two mm-hmm. to just learn what you have to learn in order to get a good college experience.
I found my general ed classes were all very repetitive.
What, in college, when you started college?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so, but there are a lot of kids that don't have the knowledge or skills that you had, Jennifer. Not only did you get them, though. See, Jennifer comes from a home that not only recognizes and glorifies education because her mom's a teacher, her father's smart. You know what it takes to get ahead. That's having a good education. But what we have going on now in our country is a rejection of the system. One of the things we were talking about, some of my friends and I last night, was the move to homeschool. And how many, it's like a burgeoning, it's a big market.
Mm.
And colleges sure that would appeal to those who are homeschooled may have a whole new, there's a whole new area there to go out and pluck some possible students and bring them in and get them.
And most people who don't trust schools are homeschooling now.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, what my commercial is, in terms of a valuable education, in terms of thinking about where to go, to be safe. That's one of the great things about this campus, this town, this place where I went to school a number of years ago. I say that with a smile on my face. A number of years ago. This is a wonderful town. And anybody who's considering a good post-secondary, reasonably priced, well-presented, and well-thought-out educational opportunity for your youngsters. You ought to look up, go online to Heidelberg, it's heidelberg.edu, Heidelberg University. You can Google that, but it might be worth a consideration. Okay, how's that for a good commercial? And I'm a product. If you think I have any value...
Enough said.
All right.
Put away the bumper sticker.
Okay. So, anyway, we're talking about this whole business of whether or not the streets renamed in Brooklyn, Seven and Heaven Way. Is this nonsense or not? Roger, an atheist. Go ahead. You're on the Good Day program. Hi, Roger.
Well, I was thinking, I'm not a lawyer, but how can the atheists do that when they don't believe in church or God?
How can they do it? I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
They don't believe in that. So you said that it was about violating?
They say it's a violation of the separation of church and state practice.
All right. Well, they don't believe in God or church. How can they bring a lawsuit since they don't believe in it?
Following him. Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
It took me a second, but I think I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have an answer to that, Roger, but it's a good question. 800-510-8255. Yesterday, at this speaking of that, I'm sort of chuckling to myself because I remember when we came back at this time yesterday, we were fiddling around. Richie wasn't in the studio yet. Michael was at the controls, and he turned my microphone back on for me to get back into what was going on. And there was something that malfunctioned, and I mentioned
Jesus and
Christ together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me explaining in an exclamatory way that I was moderately frustrated.
As we all are with computers most of the time.
But it got on the air, and I got an email from somebody, and I was talking to one of the production people last night about how it sounded. And I had when those sorts of things happen, I can't imagine what people are hearing. I can't imagine what people are thinking when they hear something like that, because it isn't me. It was one thing. I may have moderately foul mouth when it comes to being frustrated off the air sometimes, but I'm pretty careful about what I say on the air. And I don't like, by the way, even if I do use the terms, I don't like them. There's nothing that I find more offensive, nothing, than putting God and damn together. Even if I do it, I ask for forgiveness after I do it. Jesus Christ is, it is, I know some people find it foul and offensive, not meant to be, but it's an expression, and perhaps not appropriate.
Sure.
So I certainly didn't want to offend anybody because I wouldn't have offended anybody if Michael hadn't turned my microphone on. However,
apparently Michael wasn't offended by it.
No, he apparently wasn't.
He didn't think it was any big deal at all.
No big deal.
What?
Anyway.
Who cares?
Calm down. Yeah, don't worry.
No big deal.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah.
It's half past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
That's a big deal.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A situation existed. We've been talking, if you're just joining us, we were talking about atheists and the relativity of discussing God and all its various ramifications. Seven in Heaven street to honor seven of the firefighters who died December 11th. Atheists say it violates the separation of church and state, and I am yawning. Ho hum. With that, as I am with the upset that people have of taking Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, NBC and all of that hoopla, like there's nothing more important than that. For some people, I understand it's a very important thing, but there are many more important things going on in the world, and I'm happy to give air to all of them. It just seems to me that we get ourselves all, we sort of are distracted, if that's the right word, by a lot of these things that are meaningless. Fun to talk about for a while, but then, okay, what about the other things that we want to talk about, even if we're having fun with some of these issues that need to be solved. I am happy that the president, I'm not a supporter of the president, don't care much for his style, what he's doing. I think that we could argue about whether the announcement of the reduction of troops last night was enough. I'd like to see every one of them out of there tomorrow. I'd like to stop us wasting billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Rebuilding cities and towns over there that we blow up, as opposed to some of the cities that need to be rebuilt in America, kind of cuts against my grain. All right, so that's where I am, and it's worth a moment or two of your time, maybe, maybe not. 800-510-8255. All right, so I've acknowledged that I was at Heidelberg. I am a proud graduate, as apparently Mary is. She's in the class of 75. Mary, hi.
Hi, Doug.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Where do you live?
I live in Columbus.
Ah, okay. So I've talked to you before.
Yeah.
All right. So do you agree with my assessment of Heidelberg?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, at least the Heidelberg that I remember. And I think the thing that I got so much out of it was a real liberal arts education. And
right.
The ability to learn and cope in a lot of different areas after I graduated.
The world is changing so much, Mary, though. You got to be, in this world, you have to be more tuned in or focused on specific things because people, when they come to a school like this, they want to have something when they're done that pretty much assures them they're going to have a way to pay back the cost of the education, i.e. a job. So
right.
The liberal arts stuff, the tone continues because it's important to know a lot about a lot or a little about a lot. But then in addition to that, the requirement is that you got to know how you have to have a business sense, if you will, or you got to know. In this circumstance, we've built this media communication center here to teach students how to use the new media so that they can have this relevant this tool, which we all need now, no matter where we are in life and no matter what our work is, we need to know how to use this stuff. And
that's
so there are
true.
Many other things that are specific. We got to have specific training in certain areas along with a liberal arts education so it'd be a well-rounded person.
Mm-hmm.
That's my pitch, anyway, for here. And so under the circumstances, there are lots of people who have graduated from here and who like it. I've devoted a lot of time to this place because I love it. And it's, you know, we all have different reasons for spending our time doing whatever we do. Some people like to go to church and support it. Some people support their school. Some people support a business that they built. But it's important, I think, to have a root in something. You give your time, extra time, to something besides yourself. And that's really what this is sort of all about for me, anyway, helping to have people get this drift and think about what we need to be doing. Maybe there's a reflection here on our own education system, which I talk about all the time. You talk about money being wasted. My God, do we waste money in public school education here. There's so many things. When you look at the budget deficit, you look at the problems that we have, if we just had better management, you know, it's like a dream, I suppose, better management. We don't have it, and that's what's frustrating. Maybe we teach people how to do a better job when they come to school of understanding what the system is all about, civics, et cetera, et cetera. And I said earlier that there was a bill introduced yesterday by Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, who is a libertarian, and Barney Frank. There isn't anybody more left of center. You could make the argument there's nobody more right of center than Ron Paul, nobody more left of center than Barney Frank. Mm. The two of them introduced a bill.
For two very different reasons, I'm sure.
Yeah, to legalize marijuana.
No, but their reasons for sponsoring the bill total opposite ends of the spectrum.
But who cares?
Yeah.
The idea is to get away from the nonsense that has surrounded this issue for decades and move on to more important things.
Mm-mm. I think baby steps, decriminalizing it first would probably be the way to go.
Well, that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. Decriminalizing
it. No, this is legalizing it.
Well, legalizing and decriminalizing it, in most people's book, would be the same thing.
It's not.
Well, who says?
I just
Rich
did.
McFadden.
Didn't you hear me?
Okay. Excuse me. Wait a minute.
Duh.
Check your headphones.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a story about
hanging out at Ron Paul's
speaking
house?
About being here at Heidelberg last night.
Yes.
How would you have handled this, Rich, had you been me?
Okay. Probably with a beer, but go ahead.
I got a call. I was in, there's a restaurant here next to the hotel called Carmi's. A lot of people go there. It's a nice restaurant. It's kind of a cool place. People from town come in. And so whenever we're here, we always go get together. There were three of us who were in the restaurant. It was about 6:30 last night. I got a phone call from Edgar,
mm-hmm.
who was concerned because Charlotte was pretty sick. And so we were talking about it, and you can imagine that I was pretty concerned.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
it. So I
and
went
Charlotte's
outside,
your dog,
and
for those that don't know.
I started talking with him and trying to figure out what to do. Well, I needed a phone number for the vet so that I could call and, you know, we could take care. By the way, she was checked out and she's fine. But at the moment, they didn't know kind of what to do, and they knew that I would want to have her taken care of very quickly. So anyway, I walked up to this car, and I put the piece of paper on the car, and I wrote the number on the car. I mean, not on the car, but I wrote it on a piece of paper as I was leaning against the car.
Oh, someone else's car?
So, yeah. So,
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
I would be really upset with you if I saw
so
that.
So, you got caught.
Wait a minute. I put a piece of paper on the car, and I wrote
Did
down a phone
the
number.
Window or the paint?
I was on the front hood of the car.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be so annoyed with you.
Why?
That's rude. Use your own car, buddy.
Yeah.
I didn't have a car.
Rule number one I have with Sean, don't touch other people's cars.
Hmm.
We'll be walking through a parking lot, and he'll touch the mirror. He'll lean on the side. I'm like, Sean, don't touch other people's cars.
Oh, yeah. I would be ticked. If I walked out and saw you writing on my car, I would not be a happy
I probably
camper.
Wouldn't make a big deal about it. But, yeah,
I'd say, excuse me.
It would annoy me.
See, I would never say anything like that.
Because you drive farm trucks. Who cares?
No, I have a nice vehicle. But I just don't look at it the same way. The pickup truck that I have, the newer pickup truck that I have.
Not a nice vehicle anymore.
Why? What's the matter with it?
You got rid of all your nice vehicles.
No, I didn't.
You have farm trucks now.
Okay. So you want to be a jerk and argue with me about something that's not... I understand what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying.
If you walk out and somebody was sprawled all over the hood of the Rover.
I wasn't sprawled all over the hood.
I'd feel violated, which is weird. Right. Even seeing you in your corduroy, I'd be violated that you're using my car.
I would be worried that your belt buckle scraped up against my fender as you were leaning over my
hood. So the guy who threatened me, who came up to me, I guess,
was the right thing.
So what did he say? He threatened you? Okay, so tell us the rest.
No, I'm not going to tell you the rest because
I want to hear it.
I don't think you should be threatened. Go ahead, I want to hear it.
But you have given me a point of view that I didn't have because this wouldn't have bothered me. But I understand listening to you.
Boy, but you had to expect that we might disagree with the point of view that you had. So don't take your ball and go home.
If you disagree
tell us the rest of the story. You started.
Yeah, come on, don't leave us hanging.
So anyway, this guy comes out from the restaurant and he comes over and says, "Get away from my cars." I looked at him and said, "Okay." And I'm on the phone, so I'm not really. I just heard him say, "Get away from the cars."
So then he was mad because you were dismissive because you were on the phone.
He was really ticked. So we're back into the restaurant, and I'm like for 20 minutes, I'm walking around the parking lot from one end of the parking lot to another, talking to various people about how to take care of Charlotte. And I'm not really paying much attention to him or to anybody else because this is my focus. So anyway, I walked over to my car, and which was way on the other side of the parking lot, and I opened up the back door, and I was getting something out of the of my briefcase. And he came out of the restaurant, apparently, got into his truck, and drove over to where I was. He was following me. Waited for me to get out of the back of the car. And then he's sitting there. He rolls the window down. He's got a Ford pickup truck. And he puts his finger out, and he motions to me, "You come over here." So I walked over to his truck. And he said, "I don't know where you're from, pal, but around here, we don't touch other people's cars." I looked at him. I said, "You know what? I'm sorry. I'm dealing with a problem. It was there. I'm sorry." That's what I said to him.
There you go. Good.
And then he gave me some other Jerkelburger stuff, and he's got glass packs, so he tears off in his pickup truck like some 13-year-old kid.
Okay, that's just jerky.
Once you apologize, game over.
I did. I apologized. Yeah. You know, I said to him, "I'm dealing with a situation. I'm sorry to have bothered you." See, I wouldn't have thought about it that way. I didn't think it was a problem, but you explained it to me in a way that I understand it was a problem for some people or maybe a problem for most people.
Yeah, most of the time.
It was just the way people are so angry. The point that I was making is people are so angry about it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen.
So I leaned against the car. Sorry, I didn't mean to be a problem. I'm not trying to cause
trouble. And here's the problem from his end.
Yeah.
Once you get your head mentally into that mode...
That you've been violated, yeah.
Once you get angry, once you build up that anger, it's hard to just go, "Okay, no problem."
I think that he would have, had I given him a reason, he would have got out of the truck and tried to start a fight with
me. Oh, yeah. If he would have said anything but what you did, he would have tried to hit you.
Right.
Yeah. And then I would have owned his house.
Well, I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad
you I would have. As a matter of fact, it would have been good. I would have owned the truck and his house.
Yeah. You need a place in Ohio. Did you have any of your boys backing you up? Did you have
Where's Tony Paradiso and Jim Troha and all those guys?
I don't even think I told Tony that when he got there last night, actually.
I don't know. God, Jimmy
I didn't see last night. He called me on the phone. I didn't see him.
I like it.
Yeah, they would have.
I think they could get scrappy.
I could have stepped back and let them take care of it for me.
Or you could have let Sandra just step in. She would have gotten.
Sandra was busy doing other stuff. All right, anyway. But those are the.
Yeah, don't lean on other people's cars. You'll definitely upset some people.
It's a little violation.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so there we are, folks. Dilemma solved. 15 before the hour. Here's another dilemma: losing weight. How are you doing in that department? Have you done what we suggested you do? Long ago. It seems like we've been talking about this forever, and we have been, but every time we talk about it, people become more convinced that it's the right thing to do to lose weight. MediFast is what we're talking about. MediFast. Richie doesn't need to be on it anymore because he's a new man.
Actually, I do. I put all this cookouts and concerts and blah, blah, blah. I put 3 or 4 pounds back on.
Yeah.
You hit the MediFast this week. I'll drop it real quick. Boom.
Yeah, you can use it that way. You go in and you go out.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Jennifer, you're continuing to use it?
totally continuing to use it. There was, you know, like Rich said, when I was in Hawaii, I went off. But you get right back on it, and literally I've already, like, lost 2 pounds this week since Monday.
There you go.
Isn't that great?
The good thing is that the helpers there, the support, the consultants are there to help you. You'll be more satisfied because they're supporting you to support yourself. Your desire to lose a couple of pounds a week.
My cousin and her husband are on it right now.
Yep.
He's lost 9 pounds
there
in his first week.
What do you,
what else
do you have to say?
Drop it fast.
Lose it, be safe, not sorry that you went on MetaFast. Call 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken, save some money. MetaFast, 800-506-4115. 4115. Speaking of Dr. Ken, he's with us in just a moment here on Good Day.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced. Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7-5 to 7-9.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, researches the news in the world of medicine. We have summaries of those things every day, that information. You can also get the details at either DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. Every day, important things are happening. Before we get to the news of the day, I guess, though, we would consider the salon pause patch news, wouldn't we, Ken? I mean, the big news is that you don't have to take pills. You won't have your stomach upset. You find a pain here or there. You put the patch on. And, by the way, if you want to try it, we're offering you the chance to get a free one so you know what we're talking about isn't malarkey. I mean, that's pretty much the news, isn't
it? The news is this thing works, and the news also is it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains.
That's the news. And you heard it here first. That's the news. All the news that fit to hear, we've got it here. No, seriously, go to drkenshow.com. You can also get it at dougsteffen.com. Salon Pass, in Ken's case, on his website, just below his picture, you'll see the logo for Salon Pass. You click it. They'll ask you what your address is. You'll get these free passes. And by the way, if you've got aches and pains and you don't want to wait until you get the free patch, this sounds good to you, go to Walgreens. You'll find that there are boxes of them there. Salon Pause is the name. Getting rid of pain is the game. Now to today's important medical news. This is, I don't know whether I find this, we were talking about allergies and things that you get in the summertime. There's a fungus among us, apparently, in your dishwasher, yeah?
Believe it or not, this is the big medical news story of the morning. This is out of the medical journal Fungal Biology. Everybody, you may want to check.
Ken's like to hand a check at happy hour.
Right,
this card.
All
right, hey, how you doing? I work for the Biological Fungal Society.
It's amazing. There's a journal for everybody.
Yeah.
But there's a fungus growing in about 56% of dishwashers, on the rubber seal, on the appliance. Boy, I wouldn't like to be doing this research, but some scientists, they have found a possibly harmful fungus that grows in dishwashers. It survives high temperatures, aggressive doses of detergents, rinsing salts, both acids and alkaline types of water.
Wow.
Huh.
A fungus. Who would have thought? And especially the dishwasher. I got an old, I wonder what kind of stuff's growing in my dishwasher, about 30-some-odd years old.
Ew.
You may want to look at that rubber seal again today.
I don't want to look at it at all. After what you said, I'm not looking at it. I'll spray it with something.
I mean, and I've seen this kind of, you know, when your refrigerator or something, you see like some dark, moldy type stuff, and you clean it off.
Yeah.
Is that just the fix? Just take some kind of ammonia product and clean the seal on your dishwasher, right?
Try whatever works, exactly.
You could have it in your dish. I mean, your refrigerator, too, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it in my refrigerator,
All right, the FDA has unveiled those new graphic images for cigarettes.
Nine incredibly ugly, disgusting, gross pictures of what happens to people when they smoke.
I don't smoke, but thanks, Rich.
These are going to end up on the packs of cigarettes. You know, should this be there? Maybe on Saturday we can talk about it.
Right. It could look like this.
Absolutely. And older women with breast cancer probably won't die from it. That's interesting.
Good news, bad news. Older women over 66 with cancer, now that we have good treatments, they're probably going to die from heart disease. Breast Cancer Research Journal.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, exclusively here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with technology in the focus. According to Bloomberg, Apple is preparing to release the iPhone 5 this fall. The iPhone 5. Yeah. When was the iPhone 4 released?
Oh, well, it's kind of the conversation because Apple usually releases their iPhone in the spring.
No.
But there were some issues with the iPhone 5, so they decided to delay it until the fall.
But what is the benefit of having an iPhone 5 over an iPhone 4 over an iPhone 3?
Oh, the new features, upgrades.
That's all.
Yeah.
You can't get them programmed. Somebody said to me...
Well, it depends. There are some features that are hardware. Yeah. It's actually the physical phone itself. There are some features which are operating systems / software,
yeah,
where, yes, if you sync with iTunes and do an upgrade, those features will likely exist on your phone as long as the hardware can handle them.
Mm.
But my iPhone 4 and my old iPhone 3, which then got handed to my wife and then now my son uses as an iPod, world of difference between the two. The graphics, everything. The cameras, all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference. So yeah. I'll have to see what the difference in the iPhone 5 is to see whether I'm a big enough geek to go out and put my one-year-old iPhone 4 on the shelf.
But it's like it becomes...
My money's on you, Rich.
You spend all that money, and it goes away. The value of it goes away when the new one comes out. It's like our equipment here. We
right.
have these new pieces of equipment that have made the old equipment that we paid thousands of dollars for worth nothing.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, there are features which I can use, and then I take the old iPhones, and you can sell them. My neighbor buys the new one every time it comes out and sells his old one on eBay and does well.
For the amount that he paid for?
Sure. If he pays $200 for the new one, he sells his old one for $100, $75 to $100.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Not bad.
All right, let's get to our technology tailor now as we are in the tech corner, the world of Internet addresses. We were going to talk about this yesterday. I forgot to do it. How it's about to change. It could be instead of, what would be richmcfadden at gmail.com, it could be richmcfadden@gooddaycom. Or no, not even.
No, you're talking about email addresses.
Yeah.
This would be www.dougsteffen.richmcfadden.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, the other way around, I prefer, though, Rich. All right, so the addresses may change. If you don't understand what this is about, stay tuned. Alex Goldfain, the Good Day technology tailor, will explain how this is going to work in just a minute here on Good Day.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the world of Internet addresses as we know them is about to change. The agency that controls the world's Internet domain names approved changes that will let anyone register any name they like as a website address in nearly any language. This affects the names as well as the extensions, which until now have been relatively limited to .com, .net, and so on. So, for example, companies can now turn their names into extensions. Think .apple, .toyota, or even .New York or .Chicago. If you want one of these new domain name suffixes, it'll cost you to the tune of a whopping $185,000 just to apply. And if that doesn't deter you, the application is several hundred pages long, and it'll cost you $25,000 a year just to maintain your web address. Seems like a wildly pricey proposition, but it will deter those squatters who buy up addresses and then try to resell them. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Some other tech notes. I thought it was interesting. We hear a lot of talk about network neutrality in our country and whether the government gets involved or not. The Netherlands has become the second country to write these network neutrality laws. They are for the telecom providers trying to force wireless carriers to legally define what a 4G network is. Why would that be necessary, Richie?
Because there are different rules on filters of what you can access and cannot access, so they want them in writing.
All right. Good news today. Whitey Bulger has been caught.
Now where's Waldo?
All over the